This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, February 7th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ross reacts to cost study. Water board hungry for more fees. Shasta dumps flood flows and USDA defends funding delay. Water board struggles with Sigma cost. The state water board is asking the legislature for an additional $60 million loan to finance its reviews of groundwater management plans. Last year, the board put two sub-basins on probation, triggering the effective groundwater agencies to pay board fees. Yet the Kings County Farm Bureau challenged the Tulare Lake decision. A county judge then issued a temporary injunction blocking the board from collecting fees until at least the spring of 2026. Now the board needs to pay about two dozen staff working on the reviews or face delays in probationary hearings. It had anticipated a two-year delay due to the lag time in collecting fees under the Act. Adding more to the workload is the fact that the status of groundwater basins can change at any time, making workload and fees unpredictable. That happened in November when the board hit the brakes on the Kaweah Sub-Basin pending probation. Take note, the Kern County Sub-Basin is up for probationary hearing on February 20th, but the situation is still evolving, according to board member Doreen D'Amato. She shared the North Coast Water Board this week some very encouraging news. The basin has been meeting with staff and plans to submit improvements to the plan soon. In the meantime, when asked about the Trump administration's theatrics, D'Adamo shared concerns about losing potentially billions in Inflation Reduction Act funding for drinking water and wastewater projects. Ross got the message on regulatory costs. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross stressed the importance of collaboration and referred to a pending report on regulatory alignment in response to a new study showing a dramatic cost burden on growers. In a statement to AgriPulse, Ross said the ag community must partner with academics and the supply chain to advance science and technology solutions to boost California's competitiveness. She pointed to automation for increasing efficiencies and workforce development for upskilling workers to adapt to changing production practices. Ross plans to release a report later this year on its project with Cal EPA and the State Water Board to evaluate reporting costs and identify opportunities to improve reporting processes and technologies. Shasta dumps flood flows. The Bureau of Reclamation and the Department of Water Resources taking advantage of recent storms to coordinate flood flow releases from Lake Shasta. Reclamation is throttling up the flows to 60,000 cubic feet per second tonight after idling about 2,000 cubic feet per second for the last month. The action is in response to a massive amount of rainwater running into the reservoir, causing it to rise more than 22 feet over the past week. DWR is seizing on Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order and the storm flex provisions and its Delta pumping permit to boost storage. The department anticipates that roughly doubling the pumping to 3,000 cubic feet per second will deliver an additional 16,000 acre feet of water. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA, program review waiting on Rollins. USDA officials are defending a freeze on funding that has snagged several programs. In a statement to AgriPulse, the department says the Trump administration rightfully has asked for a comprehensive review of all contracts, work, and personnel access to all federal agencies. Anything that violates the president's executive orders will be subject for review. The statement came in response to congressional Democrats' demands that USDA justify its freeze on payments. The USDA statement says those lawmakers will get a response, quote, once Brooke Rollins is confirmed and has the opportunity to analyze these reviews. Rollins is waiting on Senate confirmation to take over as Ag Secretary. By the way, House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson said it's logical to give the incoming secretary time to evaluate everything they're responsible for. Thompson said, quote, we've got a new president, a president who's made a promise, and quite frankly, we need secretaries confirmed in the Senate so they can step in and do their job. You would want your cabinet secretary to have the opportunity of a fresh start. Duvall, federal government must honor climate-smart ag contracts. The president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, Zippy Duvall, is calling on the Trump administration to honor its funding commitments for climate-smart agriculture projects. Duvall said, don't leave our farmers out high and dry. If these are signed contracts and our farmers have started the process of implementing those contracts, we want to make sure that the federal government stands behind those contracts. AgriPulse reported this week the Trump administration has already suspended payments to some projects, potentially leaving farmers without reimbursement for work they had already done. U.S. aid staff being gutted. The U.S. Agency for International Development is being slashed under 300 employees. That's according to a former U.S. aid official, Atul Gawande. Just 12 people will be left in Africa, he says. The agency currently has about 10,000 direct hire employees. Virtually all USAID staff will be put on administrative leave starting today. It remains unclear what will happen to food aid programs. An estimated $340 million worth of food has been left in limbo because of the gutting of the USAID staff and suspension of aid. Judge pauses federal buyout offer. Federal judge has paused a buyout offer made by the Trump administration to federal employees, scheduling arguments for Monday. The offer came last week in an email titled Fork in the Road. The same subject line billionaire and Doge leader Elon Musk used after he bought Twitter. More than 40,000 employees had accepted the offer as of Thursday, according to the White House. There was no breakdown by department and agency. According to the Partnership for Public Service, 38% of USDA employees were eligible for retirement at the end of 2023. Some 63% of USDA employees in the senior executive service were eligible for retirement. Dems see some shared trade priorities with Trump's USTR pick. Senate Democrats left a confirmation hearing for Trump's pick for a top trade position, convinced that there is ample alignment over trade issues. But they were unimpressed by Jameson Greer's defense of erratic and chaotic tariff policies. I think he's given a pretty good answer, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Rhode Island Democrat, told AgriPulse after Greer's confirmation hearing for U.S. Trade Representative. Similarly, Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota said she shares many of Greer's trade views. Smith added, quote, but he's going to be working for an administration that is currently suggesting that blanket tariffs are a way of raising revenue. There's no common ground here. In his hearing, Greer defended Trump's tariff threats on Mexico and Canada and echoed the president's view that tariffs can be a tool to boost government revenues. You can read more on the story at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's final word. We need to really step back and streamline these processes so we can make California investable again. That Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher on the California Environmental Quality Act, stalling housing and commercial development. Gallagher and Senate Republican Leader Brian Jones took part in a discussion yesterday with the Public Policy Institute of California. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, February 7th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.